Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
A few announcements before the homily. First, we thank God for this overcast, huh? This is very nice. Remind you, right after Mass, we have our weekly Divine Mercy Chaplet for our beloved dead. I hope you can stay and join us in those prayers. After the chaplet, we have a fellowship over here. So I hope as well you can stay for that fellowship. And during the fellowship, I encourage you, try to introduce yourself to someone you don't know. So the point of the fellowship isn't just to hang out with our usual friends, but to get to know one another, to have truly holy fellowship with one another. So I encourage you with that. Remind you, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Feast of the Sacred Heart, we have a solemn rosary here at Our Lady of Grace. So if you can come in person, again, it's at 3 o'clock. If you can't be here in person, it's available by live stream. That rosary is being prayed all over the world at the request of the Holy Father in order to bless humanity with well-being, to bless the church with holiness, to bless the priests of the church with holiness. So I hope you can join us. That's 3 o'clock in the church. We're going to have the rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament, a beautiful way to pray the rosary. So again, either in person or by live stream, I hope you can join us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. At the end of Mass, in the Latin, we hear, Ita Missa Est. It's actually very difficult Latin to translate. And when we can translate it, we oftentimes want to soften it, because it's very abrupt. If we were to translate it literally, it would mean, get out of here, right? Very abrupt. Right after the post-communion prayer is offered, and the priest offers his fatherly blessing to the community, Mother Church says, get out of here, right? What is she talking about? What is she saying? Well, it's important that we understand the dismissal. The dismissal of every Mass is a commissioning, a summons to the faithful. Go, get out of here. Go in peace. This Mass has ended. You must now go and live the grace. Live the grace of what you have received. Go back to your families, to your homes, to your neighborhoods, to your workplaces. Go out into the world and be the difference. Be the salt, the light, and the leaven of the world. When someone cuts you off in traffic and the unbeliever responds with anger, you see that a six-year-old child was shot and killed because of road rage right here in our own country? When the unbeliever reacts in such a way, we respond with kindness. Someone cuts us off, we slow down. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. Go with God, huh? In the grocery store, when others are abrupt or are rude, we respond again with kindness and compassion. We do not fight fire with fire as believers. We rely on the grace of God and we respond to unkindness with compassion. With judgment, we respond with gentleness. We must be the difference. For a world that lives by an eye for an eye only leaves everyone blind, huh? And to fight fire with fire, that only leads to a scorched earth. We Christians have received the grace of God, His very life, His power within us. And it's time for us to fan that grace into great flame. To be different. What happens when a believer receives so much grace, they go out into the world that is bruised, broken, and fallen, and responds to a fallen world with fallenness? It's the utter betrayal of the grace that they have received. As if grace meant nothing. As if it makes no difference. As if it's somehow some type of fairy tale. But grace is real. Grace is a dynamic power within us that seeks to transform us, making us more like God. Did you hear today from our first reading that the grace of God desires us to move us, to transform us from glory unto glory? And the more we say yes, the more we're willing to let grace work, the more we are willing to be the difference, the more that glory can shine forth. And the more this fallen world can see the face of God in the faces of His children who have said yes to grace. Where in your lives, dear friends, has God given you grace and you have said no? When someone has been unkind and you have said, I will not forgive. When someone has been lacking in grace and you respond with equal meanness. Where in your life, with who in your relationships, has God called you to be the difference and you have chosen to be the unbeliever? To fight fire with fire. On this Feast of the Sacred Heart, as we celebrate Ita Missa Est, the command, the commission of Mother Church, we must evaluate our own hearts, examine our own hearts, and ask, where have I not responded to God's grace? For dear friends, it is a cold but hard truth that if the believer lives and looks just like his unbelieving neighbor. The fault is not in the unbeliever. They don't believe in anything. They will act however they want. They will feed their fondness however they can. We should not be surprised by the sin of the unbeliever. But if we, the believers, the children of God, the baptized, if we live and look just like the unbeliever, shame on us. Shame on us for squandering the grace of God that desires to move us from glory unto glory. The very power we have within our hearts to make us different. Mother Church says, Ita Missa Est, and the church so emphasizes that call, that command, that commission, that even our worship is called the Mass. Sometimes people don't even realize, or they haven't even asked because you just grow up with that name. Why is it that we Catholics call this holy sacrifice the Mass? Right. It's funny to get some answers, right? As people attempt to answer when they don't know. But why is this called the Mass? Precisely from Ita Missa Est. Missa, it becomes Mass. We call the very worship we have by its dismissal, by that commission, which shows that we acknowledge as Catholics, as the children of God who have guardianship of this holy sacrifice, who can participate in this holy sacrifice, that we understand that by participating at this sacrifice, we are commissioned, commanded, sent forth to share the grace that we have received, the Mass. Again, its very name holds the mission that we receive. Do we understand that? Do we understand that everything we do at this altar, in this holy sacrifice, we are called to share with the rest of the world? For why is it, dear friends, that so many believers come and they look so devout and so pious, huh? They receive so much grace and then they go into the world and they live as the unbeliever. They take that lit lamp and they put it under the table and they're embarrassed and ashamed. I wish that our fallen world was as ashamed of its sin as so many believers are of the Lord Jesus. But dear friends, the Lord, the Sacred Heart, he has never been ashamed of us. And there's a lot to be shameful for. He has never been ashamed, and he looks for the day where hopefully with each of us, he can stand before the Father and say, this one's with me. He has never been ashamed. So why is it that so many are ashamed of him? So many of the baptized, so many who participate in this sacrifice, who are even ashamed to mention his holy name in public, or to pray to him in public, or to speak of his teachings in public. I look at our world and I see all the evil that has been victorious. Abortion? My goodness, do we really live in the land of the free and the home of the brave and we slaughter the unborn? I look at our nation and I see legalized gay marriage. I look at our world and I see so much legalized, sanctioned meanness. And we've just gotten used to it. And that has happened. Make no mistake about it. That has happened because of the failure of the baptized in order to assert and defend the teachings of Jesus Christ. Mother Church is weak because her children have not given her the grace in order to defend and pronounce the gospel. In large part because we are more worried about our respectability, more worried about what our neighbors think, rather than what God thinks of us. On this Feast of the Sacred Heart, as we look at that heart that burns with so much love for us, we should recommit ourselves to following him, to speaking of him, speaking the truth in love, announcing the good news. Today we conclude our walk through the Mass, and how appropriate that we conclude it with Ita Missa Est. Go, get out of here, share what you have received, speak boldly the name of Jesus, announce from the rooftops what you have received, and do not be ashamed, for we did not receive a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and self-control from the living God. And we must fan that spirit, that grace, into great flame. After Mass, dear friends, our commission by the church should be preceded by prayers of thanksgiving. I think sometimes it's sad when right after the Mass, people can't wait to just get out, right? Some even leave early. The little Judas is among us, huh? They're so hurried. They're such a hurry. Yeah, I went to a university where at the end of Mass, a good Catholic university, we used to have those, right? At the end of Mass, they would tone the lights. They would dim the lights. If you can imagine hundreds of young people kneeling in prayers of thanksgiving. Because we used to remember as Catholics that before we take that commission out, we must first pause and say thank you. Do not forget the prayers of thanksgiving after the Mass. Whether if you have to get into your car, you're on the move, at some point make sure you pause and just say thank you. Remember the Lord's parable. He heals 10. But only the most unlikely of persons, the Samaritan, comes back to say thank you. Be like that Samaritan. Be that unique person in the midst of the human family that remembers to pause and to say thank you. Do not forget your prayers of thanksgiving. And then accept that commission and be bold. For dear friends, have you realized how much the world needs the gospel? We once turned barbarian tribes into civilized societies. That's the power of the gospel. And the gospel can do it again if we're willing to unleash it, to be faithful to it, to not compromise it, and to allow it to shine. So remember at the end of Mass, ita, misa, est. Give your thanks, and then get out of here.